This community update was brought to you by Euradio. The Fascination Film Festival continues to build momentum as it now celebrates 5 years. What started as a smaller cultural showcase has grown into a multi-city celebration for Asian storytelling, bringing together filmmakers and audiences. Winnipeg's festival, which was held earlier this month, marked a major milestone, hosting its largest turnout yet, with more than 340 attendees and over 600 tickets issued across 13 in-person events. Festival coordinator Jessica Gibson credits the growth to a strong emphasis on local storytelling and community engagement.
Yes, yeah, we expanded to Edmonton last year. So last year was Edmonton's first festival. This year's their second. It's caught on, and it's so exciting to just have this representation across the prairies. We really like to focus on local filmmakers as much as filmmakers from around North America. Yeah, and you know, when we program those films in their hometowns, it's really nice to see the support, to see people come out and support their friends who have made these films, and it just really makes it a community event.
That community focus is reflected in the lineup, which featured a number of Winnipeg filmmakers, including Sydney Falmarath, Angela Javier, and others, showcasing Winnipeg's growing creative scene. Javier's short film, All the Words, explores themes of immigration and identity across generations.
A lot of people tell young writers or storytellers to write what you know. So this was very much a personal story, and is very much inspired by my own mom and her immigration story coming to Winnipeg. So kind of the anchor and the plot device that I use in the film is the daughter's diary. So it was inspired pretty much by finding my own mom's diary when we were looking through some of her things. And in that diary, I read about her moving to Canada, her first time in high school here, her first time seeing snow.
Meanwhile, programmers like Hazel say what stands out in this year's films is a shift towards fresh, honest storytelling.
I think specifically for me, what I was looking for is what work is not only good because you receive so much high quality, like amazing work, but what is going to make me feel moved, and what story have I not seen yet? What story has not been told? What story do I feel needs to be told and needs this space? And what's going to speak to our specific community? Because we have Fascination in Winnipeg, in Calgary, and in Edmonton.
She says audiences are increasingly drawn to stories that feel real and bring new perspectives to the Asian diaspora, something the festival continues to prioritize as it grows.
We've been seeing the switch lately, or I've been noticing the switch lately, of more younger filmmakers are taking these difficult conversations within the Asian diaspora, or not even conversations, but just like things that we all grew up with, but no one really was brave enough to say anything about or talk about.
Local filmmaker and programmer Anthony Javier has seen the enthusiasm from local filmmakers.
Well, I think it's really exciting because, like, when I first started, there wasn't much for the Asian community to, like, showcase their films. And then after going to a few of these, I'm like, there is a lot of Asian filmmakers that are just like me that want to show their creative and their story, their culture. I'm like, oh, there's more. So that's what made me excited about Fascination. So
beyond the films themselves, organizers say the festival's success is driven by the people behind the scenes. Volunteer coordinator Karen says the team plays a critical role, stepping up wherever needed and helping create a welcoming, energetic atmosphere for audiences and filmmakers alike. She adds that many volunteers return year after year, helping build a strong sense of community within the festival. And that sense of connection is what continues to set Fascination apart as a space for shared experiences.
I think what's great about stories, about Asian stories, about seeing what's going on in the community, it's what helps us connect with each other. This is a film festival for Asian filmmakers, but it's a festival for everyone to attend. And I think that when we see each other's stories, we see that we're more alike than we're different. And so that is part of, like, the community building that I really love about the festival.
With Edmonton's events just getting underway, organizers say the momentum built in Winnipeg and Calgary is a clear sign that the festival is only continuing to grow. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.